Nun Vav Amud Beis, third line down from the top. Shaul ben Doma, this is still about dreams. Ben Achoso Shel Rabbi Shmuel, he's the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, es Rabbi Shmuel, and he asks his uncle the following question. Ra'isi, I saw in my dream Shnei Lechoye Shenoshru. I'd like to understand what the interpretation of this dream is. Now, there's something called a Lechi Ha'elyon and a Lechi Ha'tachton. Let me just borrow this for a split second, see if he adds anything. So there are two jaws. There's the upper jaw and the lower jaw, and they fell. Okay. Amalos, Rabbi Shmuel, interprets the dream that these two jaws are remes, Shnei Gidudei Romi Yatsu Alecha Ra. That these two jaws are a symbol for the mouth that is advising or counseling the kingship evil upon you. And the fact that the jaws are falling down, it's a remez that Osam Shnei Gedudim Mesu, that these two Gedudim, these two, I don't know what you call them, brigades, if you will, yeah, of Rome, are going to die. So it sounds like this is a good tiding, because those who are planning evil against you, they themselves would die. Another story. Omale bar kapora lerebi. Ra'isi, I saw in my dream chotmi shenoshar. Now what is chotmi? Chotmi is my nose. Am I correct? My nostrils. Shenoshar means they fell. Omale, he said to him that this chotem that you saw is a hint to charon af, to anger. There was some anger against you up in Shamayim. But now the chotem is falling, and that's a remez that nistalik mimcha, that divine anger has been removed. So that's also a good tiding. Amal Lebar Kapara again has another dream which he conveys to Rebbe. Ra'isi, I saw in my dream Shnei Yodai Shenechtechu. My hands were cut off. Amalei, so Rebbe said, this is the interpretation. These two arms that you saw are remez to your Maisi Yadayim, to all the malacha that you did in your lifetime in order to make a living, in order to support and sustain your family. And the fact that you saw that they were cut, Shalotitz Tarech Lemasi Yadecha, you became rich and you no longer need your Maisi Yadayim.
So,
say it again?
Nun
Vav. I don't hear you. Oh, I thought you were talking to me.
Okay.
Amalei, so Bakapar says to Rebbe, Ra'isi, what I saw in my dream is Shtei Raglai Shiniktu. My legs were cut off. Amalei, Rebbe said, this is the interpretation. Your aglayim are a hint that you shouldn't have to go on your feet. You shouldn't have to walk on your feet. Why? Called Al Susa Taroche, because you're going to be able to ride on a horse. It seems that in those days, a horse was something that only great officers would have, Sarim Gedolim. And everyone else would either have to ride on a donkey or go by foot. So this is a remez that in the future you'll be like the Sarim Chashuvim, and you'll be able to ride on a horse. Again, Bar Kapara asks Rebbe, Chazoy, I saw the Amri Li Ba'adar Misas V'nisan Lo Chazis. I saw in my dream that in Adar, in the month of Adar, I will die, and I will not live to see the month of Nisan. What is the interpretation of this dream? Amalei, Rebbe says to him, this is the interpretation. When they said in the dream that you will die in Adar, it meant Aduruta. Aduruta is not the month of Adar, but rather it comes from the language of Hadar, which means be'adaruta misas. Eventually, when the time comes for your death, you will die with hadar. Hadar means glory. And that which they said, that you won't reach the month of Nisan, it meant the word Nisayon, delo osis lidei Nisayon, that you will not be challenged. Now, the kavana here in this Gemara is that he won't come to a Nisayon before he dies. Sheba'osa shav miskaber biyoseh koach hayetzarash misiso lichbar v'akadosh baruch. In other words, at the time of one's death, there's a tremendous challenge because a person might come chasron to deny God. So you will not have that nisayon. So your emuna will be strong. And again, we see in each one of these cases that the Tanoim interpreted the dream litova for something good. Now, Omalei Hahutztuki, the Rabbi Shmuel, the Tztuki is coming to ask for an interpretation of his dream from Rabbi Shmuel. And we're going to see about the dreams of the Tztuki that the purpose of the dreams was to publicize the averos of the Tztuki, which were violated in private. And therefore they were always... The dreams were always presented as a puzzle, as a sort of like a chida, so that they would have to come and ask for an interpretation, and then it would become public knowledge what they were guilty of, their sins. Ra'isi tells Rabbi Shmuel, I saw Shani Mashke Shemen Lizesim, that I'm, so to speak, pouring liquids. Of oil to olives. Do you have a translation here? I'll just find it for a second if I can. But I can't follow it inside. Let's see. I saw my dream. I was pouring oil into olives. Pouring oil into olives. Omalais Rabbi Shmuel says that the pouring of the oil into the olives, meaning that the oil was inside the olives, that's a remez to that stuki, that Baal Imo, that he had a relationship with his mother, with his own mother. Because the shemen comes out of the oil. And when it says that he so to speak poured the oil into the zaysim, that's symbolic of this immoral relationship that he had. Amalei, the same tztuki said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazah, I saw to katifli kochava, that I was able to uproot a star in the heaven. What does that mean? Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel said that this star that you saw is a hint to one of the people of Israel who is compared to a star. And the akira, the removal, the undermining of this star is Bar Yisrael Ganavta, that you stole something from one of the Jewish people. Now this concept that a star represents one of the people of Israel is based on a pasuk in Bereishis, "Vayotze oso achutz v'yom habetno hashamayim usfar kochavim im tuchal usparosam." The stars are representative of Klal Yisrael. Also, is a pasuk in Dvarim, "Hashem alkechem hirbo eschem v'nchem hayom kechochvei hashamayim." Again, the Jewish people are compared to the stars in the heavens. Amalei the Tztuki tells Rabbi Shmuel, "Chazoy debalati lekochava." I saw that I swallowed a star. Amar Lei, Rabbi Shmuel tells him that this star that you saw again is one of the Jewish people who are compared to a star. And the swallowing up of the star is a remez, Bar Yisrael Zvante V'achalte L'dome, that you took one of the Jewish people and you sold him. and you took all the money that you got for him and you used it up. You consumed all the money. So again, we see over and over again that we're publicizing the terrible things of this tzuki, all his evil. Amalei, the tzuki says to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoi Einai, I saw my two eyes, did Nashkan Adadi, that they kissed each other. Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel says that these two eyes, which come from one goof, one body, are a remez to a brother and a sister that came from the same source, they have the same parents, and also Tztuki and Achoso, and the Tztuki and his own sister came from the same source, their two eyes, so to speak, from the same body. And the idea of the Neshika Sainayim Zuluzu, the eyes kissed each other, is symbolic of the fact that that Tztuki Baal Achoso, he had a relationship with his own sister. Omalei, the Tztuki said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoi Dinashki Siara, I saw that I kissed the moon. Omalei, Rabbi Shmuel said that the interpretation is that this moon is a remez to a married woman, a Jewish married woman, and Vinishikaso means Baal Eishes Yisrael. You had this relationship with a married Jewish woman. I saw in my dream that I was crushing a dorech betoch tzel shel hadasim. In other words, there was a shade that was from the hadasim, the myrtle trees, and there I was dorech. I was stepping, stomping. Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel says that tzel, the shade of the hadasim, is a remez to a nara murasa, which is a girl that entered into Erisin. And what they used to do was, when she was ready for the chuppah, for Nisuin, they would make a chuppah out of hadasim, out of myrtles. And that was the beauty of the chuppah. And the dricha that you were stomping is indicative of Baal Nara Murasa, that you had a relationship with this woman. Now, when a woman is already a mureses, even before she goes into the chuppah, she's an eishes ish. Whether it was kesef shtar kedushin, she's mekudeshes. And once that happens, if a person would have bila with her, then he's chayav mises bezdin. And therefore, what this tzuki was guilty of was a capital crime. Omalei, the tzuki tells him, chazoi tuna mi ilai vahumi tasoi. In this dream, I saw that I was again stomping on these, but here he was stomping actually on the hadasim themselves, and the shade of the hadasim tree was on top of me, I was on the bottom, so that if your interpretation is correct, that I had, he's challenging that I had a relationship with the Nara Murasa, then the Hadasim, which are the remez of the, they represent the Nara Murasa, they should have been on top. The Tzel Hadasim should have been on the bottom, and I should have been on top. That's the way a relationship was. Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel said to him that the reason why you saw it in the opposite direction is Mishkavcha Hafuch. When you had this relationship with the Nara Murasa, she was on the top and you were on the bottom. Amalei, the Tztuki said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoi Orve Dehadre Lefurie. I saw in my dream ravens that were circling around my bed. Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel says that these ravens that you saw are representative of bad people, and you're going into bed is a remez that Ishtecha Zonsome Anoshim Acherim Harbe, that your wife had adulterous relationships with many different men. And this has to do with the fact that the Orev is an Oftame and Shotuv Bezima, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Amalei, the Tztuki said to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoi, I saw Yoni de Hadri Lefurie. I saw doves that surrounded my bed. Amalei, these doves are remez to wives that belong to other people, and when you went into bed, that's a remesh and noshim harbe timesa, that you had a relationship with many different women. This tztuki seems to have had a very active social life, if you know what I mean. Amalei Tzuki says to Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoy did knock it Treyone Ufarchan. I saw in my dream, I grabbed two doves, and they flew away from me. Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel says to him, these yonim are a representative of women, as we said before, and you grabbed onto them, and that means Tarti Noshi Nosavta. You married two women, uprichasam, and the fact that they flew away is a remnant to the fact that pitartinun below get, that you sent them as if to say divorce them without giving the get. He says here in the footnote that Stuki saw in his dream that he was holding on to these two doves so that they wouldn't fly away, which means that the women, these two wives, were still connected to him, but parchu mi'atzma below get. But eventually they left him without even getting a get. Or maybe he sent them out without giving them a get. Amalei that Stuki tells Rabbi Shmuel, Chazoy de kalifna bei, I was peeling eggs. Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel says that the peeling of eggs is a remnant to the fact that shichve ka mishaleches, that you would strip the dead of their clothing. And he says here in the footnote that the beitzim, these eggs that he saw in the dream, were a remnant to dead people, because just like an egg is round and it doesn't have a mouth, so too the dead person doesn't have a mouth, he cannot speak. Omalei that Stuki said, Kulu isnu bi. All of these terrible evils that you interpreted in my dream, they all are true. In other words, everything that you said is true. Bar miha delesa. Except for that last one, I did not strip the dead of their clothing. And at the end, we're going to see that even this would be revealed, that he was guilty of this terrible, terrible evil. Because adahachi udahachi, because in the meantime, Asya he isisa, a woman came along the Amrile and she said to the Tztuki, Hai glima de mikhsa, the talis that you're wearing, this cloak that you're wearing, de gavra plonihu, it really belongs to so and so, de mis, who died, via shalchete, and you stripped him of that garment. So that now it became clear that even the last interpretation Rabbi Shmuel offered was also true. Now the reason for the Tztuki to be mode in all these cases, he admitted it was true except for that last one, is because he thought that eventually people would find out about everything and everyone would know that he's a Rosh. But this last thing he denied because he felt that the government would put him perhaps to death punish him for such a crime, and also be a tremendous busha that he was guilty of such a crime, to dig up the dead and remove their garments. Amalei that Stuki says to Yishmael, Chazoy di Amrili, I saw in my dream that they told me, Shvakloch avuch nichse, that my father, Avuch, left me in his death some property which is found in Kapotkia, which is the name of a place. Amalei, Rabbi Shmuel says, Islach Nichse, do you have any property Bekopandia? Can I interpret this dream about this property? Amalei, the Tztuki says, Lav, I don't have any property in Kapandika. So Rabbi Shmuel now asks him, Azal Avuch Lekapandia, did your father at one point in time go to Kapandia? Amalei Lav, he never went to him. Cain, if you don't have any nechassim and your father wasn't there, then here's the interpretation of the dream. The word Kapandika, which was revealed to you in your dream, is really a word that's made up of two different words. It's a combination of two words. One is Kapa, and the other is Kishura. I'm sorry, one is kapo, which means kishura, which is a beam. And the other word, dika, means asara, means 10. And that's a Greek word, diko, which means 10. And what you saw in your dream that they told you that your father has possessions in Kapandika is a symbolic representation of the fact that you have money on the 10th beam. Zil chazi kapa deresh asara. Go and find a beam that's on top of another 9 beams, so it's the 10th beam on top, 10th from the karka. Shehi malea bezuzi, and it's full of money. Ozal ashkach, and the tzduki went, and he got to the 10th beam, and he found shehi malea bezuzi, was full of money. The only thing that bothers me here is why did the tzduki get all this money? I mean, he certainly was not a good guy, and that's an understatement. But maybe God pays up, you know, in this world, so that whatever possible merits he might have had, he would not gain anything and be rewarded in the next world. Is there any note here as to why he got all these zuzim? Because I don't have anything in my Gemara. Maybe I'll just borrow this for a second. I'll give it right back. Just to see if by chance in a million he has this at all. Nope. Also, doesn't seem to have any note over here. Okay. Let's go on. Amar Rabbi Chanina Haroa Be'er, what is the symbol of a well that has live, you know, fresh water in a dream, B'chalom? And the answer is that this is a remez that in the future, Roa Shalom, you will see peace, because we find that a well is always connected to peace. Shenemar in Breishis Chavav Ayachperu Avdei Yitzchok Benachal VeYimtzu Shom Be'er Mayim Chayim. So the servants of Yitzchok dug in this valley and near this river, and they found a be'er. They found their well, and what happened was that this well was Lonis Kaima Biyad Yitzchok. It wasn't something that he was able to possess until Avimelech made peace with him, and they no longer fought over the well. So this well is now a symbol of peace, of harmony. Rabbi Nassan says that if you see a be'er with Mayim Chayim in it, that's a remez to Matzah Torah, because Torah is always compared to Mayim Chayim. Shenemar, as it says, Ki Motz'i, Poskim Mishle, Ki Motz'i. Anyone who finds me Motzah Chayim finds life. And the Gemara understood that this was an indication that Mayim Chayim is a symbol of Torah, Ksiv Hacha, with regard to the Be'er that was dug by Avdei Yitzchak. It says, Be'er Mayim Chayim. So if you saw a be'er, a well with Mayim Chayim in your dream, that's a remez to Torah, which is always compared to Mayim Chayim. That was the opinion of Rabbi Nassan. And it's interesting that the Gemara here doesn't quote a pasuk in Yeshaya, which is usually quoted to compare Torah to Mayim, heavy called Samei L'chula Mayim. Because in this pasuk, we would not be able to derive any conclusions about a be'er, that the be'er in Dafka is a remez to Torah. Because when, you know, many things could be compared to Mayim, for example, it says, Mayim Rabim Lo Yuchu L'chavos Esa'ava. So it's always possible that this be'er has a different connotation. Therefore, the Gemara brings the pasuk, Matzu Mayim Chayim, which indicates that they found a be'er of Mayim Chayim, and that's a remez for Torah. Rava has a different interpretation. Rava Omar Chayim Mamish, which means that according to the natural law of the universe, life depends upon Mayim. Mayim is the source of life. We all depend upon Mayim. And the Gemara says in Tainus, Efshal Yolam below Mayim. There's no possibility of keeping, maintaining life without water. So if you see a be'er in your dream, then it means life. That's the symbol of the be'er. There are three different dreams that indicate peace. Amar Rabbi Chanan, Shalosh Shlomo Sein, there are three kinds of dreams, and these are the three. Nahar, if he sees a river, Tzipar, if he sees a bird, and Kedair, if he sees a kettle. The Gaon Mivilna has a lot to say about this particular Gemara. Now, it's interesting that Rabbi Chanan leaves out chita, a wheat, which is also a remez for peace, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, that haroa chita mechalon rosh shalom. So it's not clear why he left out a fourth category. Anyway, nahar, how do we know that a river is a symbol of peace? The chsiv, it says in Yeshaya, ki cho amar Hashem, hineni no te oleha ki nahar shalom. And the word Nahar here is written as Nahar Shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that in the future, he will turn towards Yerushalayim with great peace, like a river that is accessible to the Rabbim, to the many. Utsipar, where's the connection between a bird and peace? The Chsiv, it says, Kitsiparim, also Pasuk Yishai Kitsiparim, Ofos, Kein Yagein Hashem Tzvakos Al Yerushalayim, that like the birds that fly, so too God will protect Yerushalayim. And the protection of Yerushalayim means peace for Yerushalayim, and that's the tzipor, the bird, ukdera, and the kettle, or the pot, is also symbol of peace. The chsiv, it says there in Yeshaya, Hashem, tishpos, shalom, lanu. The word tishpos, which is otherwise in the noun, is shvisa, is a reference to peace. The language of Shvisa, the word Shvisa also means peace. So this Ketera, that Shoftim Osal Gabyesh, they place it on top of a fire, is a remez for peace. Now, it could be that the birds are a symbol of peace because they very quickly fly, and so to Hashem quickly will protect Yerushalayim. Yogein Aleim V'yatzilem, that God will protect Yerushalayim and save its inhabitants. Now, the last Gemara that we learned here about Tishpos means Tachin, which means to prepare. The Kedera is used to prepare food, and all this is done with the will of the owner, and that will is called peace. His will be fulfilled. So whenever you look at a Kedera that's cooking on the pot, besides thinking of Yaradeh and all the shailas that could arise, you should also think about peace. Also, another remez in the Kedera for peace is that there is water in the pot, there's fire under the pot, which are two antithetical concepts that cannot live together at the same time. But what connects them together to live harmoniously, that is the Kedera. So that's a symbol of peace. The Aruch Haner says that Shlosha Shlomos Elu, these three categories of peace, parallel three purposes of peace. The first purpose of peace, the goal of peace, is that everyone has his own needs, but he cannot achieve his needs as a Robinson Crusoe alone. He needs to be dependent upon others. So that's the peace of Bein Adam L'Chaveru, Ish Al Re'ehu, Yazru, that each one helps his friend, and then De Machsor, each one can find what he needs. And he says that that's symbolized by the Nahar, by the river. Because what creates the river? There are many small little waterways that flow into the river, and these nechalim ktanim, these smaller little ponds, because they're so small, they cannot bring much of a purpose to man. But when they link up to the larger nahar, then they bring a toelis. Now we have a second category of peace. And that means that when there's no peace, then any good that a person has is not really significant. The Gemara says, Chazal say that im ein shalom ein klum, without peace, everything is valueless. Because one person swallows up another person. When there's peace, each one can live, betach, he can live on his own in a calm sort of way under his under his vineyard, under his fig tree, and he could be satiated with everything. And that's the tzipor. The tzipor is the bird that flies on top of its nest in order to protect its fledglings, its young birds, so that nothing should happen to them. And so too, peace protects man so that man would not eat each other up alive. And the third category of peace, or necessity of peace, is that our lives are full of inner contradictions. And also, there are pressures that separate us one from another. And everyone is interested in himself, and he has his own agenda. He's very selfish and self-centered. And this, as a result, is going to generate hatred. And people are separate one from the other. There's disunity. But when there's peace, and all the parts are united, they all have one, so to speak, bakosh achas, they have one purpose, one joint united purpose, they're ki'ish echad, and that's the kedera. That's symbolically represented by the pot itself, because the natural relationship between the fire and the water is such that they are opposites, but yet they join together by the kedera, which brings the heat of the fire into the water that's inside the pot. And the water inside the pot represents the hisachdus, the unification between fire and water. That's shalom, to bring all nigudim and pirudim unified together. Amar Rab Chanina, ubekdera she'ein ba basar shanina, we're talking about a pot that doesn't have any meat. If a pot has meat inside of it, that's not a remez to peace. That's the opposite. It's a remez to punishment, paronius to evil. Shenemar, as it says in Micha, uparsu kasher basir ukebasar besoch kalachas, which means that the Rishoyim are going to bring about evil to the tzaddikim, and they destroy them and chop them into pieces. Uparsu means like lifros, to cut the meat into small slices. Kidei laseso besir ubekalachas levashlo. You have sliced them like that which is in a pot, like meat in a cauldron, which means that this prophecy speaks metaphorically of the aristocracy of Israel, chastising them for brutally oppressing the masses. So the aristocracy of Israel is being chastised for oppressing the lower echelons of society. And this pasuk uses the imagery of meat in a pot to describe the ravages dealt to the poor. Meat in a kettle is an inauspicious symbol. Now, if he saw good dreams, then when he wakes up in the morning, he should recite a pasuk. If he saw a river in his dream, Yashkin v'yomer, he should read the pasuk that deals with peace. In Yeshayahu HaNavi, Hinini note aleha kinahar shalom.
It was a pasuk cited earlier.
Right, it was a pasuk that we quoted earlier.
Yeah.
And the pasuk means that, behold, I will extend peace to Jerusalem like a river. Kodem shikadmenu pasuk acher, before any other verse comes to his mind, because there's another verse that is also in Yeshayahu HaNavi. It says, ki yavo kanahar tsar, for travail shall come like a river. So it's very important that he thinks of the first pasuk, which is positive, before he thinks of the negative pasuk. Now this pasuk really refers to Gog and Magog. They are the adversaries, and they will come to Eretz Yisrael bimerutza, with a certain speed, like a nahar, like a river flows very quickly, a rapids. Haroat tzibar b'chalom, if he sees a bird in his dream, then he should immediately yomar, he should recite a pasuk in Yeshaya that has a good connotation about birds. Kitziparim afos kein yogein, like the flying birds we saw before, Hashem will protect Yerushalayim. Kodim Shikadmenu Pasuk Acher, before another verse comes to his mind, and that is Kitzipar Nodedis Min Kina, like a bird that wanders from its nest, meaning a man that wanders from his place, which is indicative of Golus. The end of the Pasuk says, Hashem Tzvokos. He says, Kein Ish Noded Mim Komo. Fine. He says that this Pasuk means to tell us that just like it's difficult for a bird when it wanders away from its nest, so too is it difficult to a person, very, very anguish-ridden, when he leaves his local, his place where he's comfortable, he's protected. Haroa kedera b'chalom. If he sees this pot, then Yashkev Yom immediately should read the pasuk Hashem Tishpos Shalom in Yeshai that we saw, and Tishpos means Loshon Sima, as Rashi points out here. Hashem set peace for us. Konishikad meant a pasuk before another negative pasuk comes to his mind. Shfos hasir shfos. Set the pot, set it. This is a pasuk in Yechezkel. And what it means here is the prophet brings up to us a metaphor of a simmering pot on a stove to describe the horrors of a siege that will befall Yerushalayim. Pasuk Zeh, he says, Sfos Hatsir, Sfos Gam Yotzok Bo Mayim, Shvisi Yomed Esir Al Akiru, Moshal Imatzor Al Yerushalayim. It's a symbol of the siege of Kshem Shaf Shvisa, V'yitzika Samayim Min Hachon Al Bishol, Kena Matzor Hachon Al Kibush. So this idea of, you know, pouring the water into the pot is a preparation for ultimate conquering and subject and taking over. Yeshlan Vin, we should understand, Madua Gmarlo Hevia Saposuk Shevili El Odos Kiderishel Poronius Ukebosa Vitov Kalachas. And he offers the following answer here. He says that, just 1 second. Hagmar Meviat Pasuk Shvos Sasir Shvos. Pasuk Zem Medubar Gambi Kiderishi Yeshba Boso. He doesn't know what's inside the pot, whether it's got meat or not. So the Gemara could have brought a pasuk of ukebasa v'tov kalachas, but instead the Gemara preferred to bring this pasuk. Let's go on. The Gemara now, just 1 second, now the Gemara describes different very positive dreams. Haroa anovim b'chalom. So he sees grapes in his dream. Yashkev yomar, he should read the pasuk in Hosea, kanovim b'midbar motzasi Yisrael, which refers to God reconnecting with the Jewish people in the midbar, which is a makom shmama, it's a desolate place, but nevertheless my people are beloved to me and I found them to be my people, I designated to be my people. And this is the pasuk that he should recite, Kodem Shikadmenu Pasuk Ach, before he thinks of another pasuk which is negative, which is a pasuk at the end of Chumash, it says in the curses, it says, Anovemo Inve Rosh Ashkelos Meroros Lomo. So let's read the pasuk in English. First, I found grapes, like grapes in the desert. That's the positive Yeshayo prophecy. Kodesh Shigmena Anavim, the grapes are the grapes of Gaul, G-A-L-L. And this verse describes the iniquitous deeds of the Jews for which punishment is deserved. Ki begefen stone gafnam. Kavana saposik shakodesh baruch hu omer sheyavi puronios al Yisrael ufisha maseim ke masei stone v'amora. And these grapes are symbol of the bad, evil actions of the Jewish people, which are indicative of very, very bitter grapes. And the Eshkolos Meruros Lomo. That's why the pasuk calls them Meruros, because they're very Meruros, because they're very bitter. Sheyetze mehem mashke mar. If you try to take out the juices, they'll be bitter. Klomar shalafi shemaseim roim tovo leim paronis rosa. That's not the pasuk you want to think about when you wake up from the dream. It seems like the first pasuk that comes to your mind is going to determine the nature of the dream. Haroa har bechalom. If he sees a mountain in his dream, Yomar, he should read the pasuk in Yeshayahu Novi, which has to do with peace. Man novval haharim ragle mevaser. And the Ragli Mevaser is a reference to the ultimate redemption, the ultimate Yeshua, Omer, Letzion, Molach, Elkoyach, is the end of the Pasuk. And make sure that he recites this Pasuk, because how beautiful is going to be the Ragli Mevaser that comes up on the mountains, when his feet will climb the mountains to be Mashmiah, he'll let out a coal that'll go very far, that he's Mevasu Shalom, he's Mevasu Yeshua, V'yomer L'tzion Molach Elokoyach. He will demonstrate the Malchus and the Memshol of HaKadosh Baruch on the entire world. Kodem Sheikad Menu Pasagath, before he thinks of another Pasuk Al Harim, Esa, Bechi, V'nehi, a Pasuk in Yirmiah that refers to the future Churman, which is, for the destruction of the mountains, I will raise my voice in weeping and in wailing, which is the prophet's lament upon the forthcoming destruction of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. Aroa shofar b'chalom, he sees a shofar. Then yashkin v'yom v'hoyah b'yom ahu yitka yitoka b'shofar gadol vo'ov din b'yaretz ashuv v'nidoch v'yaretz Yisrael v'shtaku l'Hashem v'arkodesh v'yushalayim. The pasuk in Yeshayahu and Novi is foretelling the time in which he's kabtu, everyone will come together through the Shmias HaShofar, the Shofar Gadol from all the world. It will be an ingathering of everyone, and they will come to Har Moriah, which stands in Yerushalayim in the Mokom HaMikdash. And that really foretells that great day when the Shofar will be blown and will herald the Mashiach and the Kibbutz Golios. And Kodem, and make sure he thinks of that pasuk. Kamenu pasuk acher tiku shofar begiva, which is the bad shofar that tides evil in Hoshea Hanavi, the Navi Misnabi al Purim Peronios Hasid Lavo, the future destruction, and he's telling them that they should blow the shofar to tell them to be very careful because of Cherev Agaisos, because of the swords that are coming upon them. Aroa Kelev Hil Bechalom, he sees a dog. Yashkim Yomar L'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yechatz kelev l'shono konoshi kadmenu pasuk achra kelev azei nefesh lo yadu sova v'hem aroim lo yadu heivin. Now the pasuk in Shmos is telling us about the wonderful dogs that did not cry out during Makas Bechoros and that protected Klal Yisrael. The pasuk in Yeshayahu and Novi is a tochacha against the Israel, that just like the klovim or azei nefesh, they have a certain chutzpah and they're interested in filling up their belly, they're never satiated. So the roim, the shepherds who represent the manhigim of Israel, they don't know and they don't understand what's going to be at the end of days. Haroa ariba chalom, he sees a lion, he should think of the pasuk in Amos, Arye sha'ad milo yira. And this pasuk is a description of God who says that when the lion gives out a roar, then everyone will fear God. Kavonas pasuk shem she kasher haryeh shoei kulam yireim, everyone's afraid. Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch kasher HaKadosh Baruch dibra l'neviim, and God transmits prophecy to the neviim. Milo yinove, will they not prophesy? Kodem Shikadmenu Pasuk Acher, before he thinks of a different Pasuk, which is a bad omen of an Aryeh. This is a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. I know the Ola Aryeh Mi Subcho. We'll translate that into English as the lion has left its den. And again, in Yirmiyahu, this verse, it's Bavel, that is likened to a lion, it's leaving its den, is allegoric, it's setting out on the road to conquer Yerushalayim. Mashkis goyim nosa yotzalim komo. So this is a very bad tidings, so you shouldn't think of that pasuk. And haroa tiglachas b'chalom, if he sees a tiglachas, which I guess you could translate as some sort of a haircut, let's see how he translates it. Excuse me. Haroa tiglachas, shaving, he translates it. Yashkin v'yomar, he should read a pasuk in Bereishis, Vayikalach, Vayichalef simlosov. And this is a reference, of course, to Yosef HaTzadik, that he shaved before he met Paro. This is an auspicious verse, because after he encounters Paro, he's going to be appointed as the second in command. Kodem she'ikadmenu pasuk acher, before he reads a different pasuk, which is a pasuk in Shoftim, where Tiglachas is mentioned, L'ra'ah, im gulachti v'sar mimeni kochi, if I've been shaved, my strength would leave me. And this is a pasuk referring to Shimshon, who revealed to Delilah that his supernatural strength derives from his status as a Nazir, who is prohibited to shave his hair. Okay, again, here it says shave his hair. I said it was a haircut. He says, worried to shave his hair, he would lose his strength. And then this information eventually led to Shimshon HaGibor's destruction. Aro be'er b'chalom, yashkin v'yomer be'er ma'im chayim, as we saw earlier. Kodem shikadmenu pasuk acher, kehakir biyad meimecha, kein heikara rasa. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Novi, which means that as a well issues forth its water, so she issues forth her evil. And this is Yirmiyahu castigating the Jewish people to portray the evil that incessantly streams from their deeds committed by the citizens of Yerushalayim. And obviously that's a very negative kind of thing. Okay, so then we'll stop here, and we'll have some more visions and dreams in Ritz Hashem tomorrow. So we're here on Daf Nun Vav Amid Beis, and we're approximately 2/3 of the way down the Amud.